Egzamin pisemny, poziom rozszerzony. Zestaw drugi. Zadanie pierwsze.
1.1.
Hi, Benny. It's me, Angela. I guess you're at the gym as it's Wednesday evening. I know we said we'd meet up after school on Friday to go to the museum and check out the new exhibition. I've just spoken to my mum, and apparently the exhibition closes on Thursday. I don't know what you want to do. Do you fancy going tomorrow instead? Or are you going to be tied up after school? My opinion is that it will be worth seeing and really useful for our project. When you get out of the gym, give me a call and let me know whether you can make it. Otherwise, I'll go by myself, and then I can share my notes with you. Speak to you soon. Bye.
1.2.
We have great pleasure in announcing that an old student from this college will be coming back for a visit next week, and we have persuaded her to give a talk to all the Year 11 students. Most of you will know this particular old student. It's Mary Burns, who made the school and the town very proud last year when she was chosen to represent the UK in women's boxing at the World Championships. The staff particularly remember her amazing motivation. Mary is going to talk about the difficulties women face in boxing, both financial and in finding good coaches. Her talk will be particularly interesting for any of you who are considering a career in sport, as she will be giving some very practical advice. Your parents will also be welcome. Please sign the list to be sure of a seat.
1.3.
These phone-in sections are fascinating, and this particular one, well, I just couldn't resist it. It's interesting to hear about other people's experiences abroad, and it's great that most people seem to have had great times on holiday in different countries. Travel really does broaden the mind. However, in my case, last year was an exception. I booked a package holiday through a top travel firm, and it was fairly expensive, but I thought it was worth it. Unfortunately, things went wrong. The plane was delayed, the hotel was overbooked, so we had to stay at another one, and I got food poisoning. Most people blame the travel company for bad experiences like this, but in my case, I have only praise for the way they dealt with all my problems. However, it's not an experience I'd like to repeat, and I shall be making my own arrangements next year. Thanks for letting me air my grievances.